Good morning. 7:06 Friday, May 12th, 2017. I don't know if you can hear the metronome in the background, but I need to keep it going so I can keep the pace. The last 4 days have been pretty miserable. Between the weather, which has been rainy, we got a hailstorm the other night. There is still hail piled up in shaded corners 3 days later. So we got rain, we got hail, I got sick. I think the last day I walked was May 1st. I think I even mentioned that I didn't feel too well. And it just got worse from there. I think it was in large part a re-blooming of my H. pylori gut bacteria. Let me get back on the beat here. And the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, in spite of being sick, I had to get up and go spend 3 hours in diabetes education. Which was difficult because I was sick, but very useful, very helpful. So I learned the physiology, the biology of it, one day. And then yesterday was a really intense session with a nutritionist. And I learned a lot about food and what I've got to do with the food. And how things like this morning walk are critical to managing my diabetes. And what else I learned was, apparently, I'm not walking enough. So a couple things. I need to make sure I walk every day I can. And if that means some days I walk on the treadmill, because the weather outside is frightful, then that's what I have to do. And I've also set a goal to walk 2 miles in the evening. And part of it is making sure that I have what they call a moderate level of exercise, which for their terms means 100 steps a minute. And if you can hear the ticking, which I hope you can't because it's probably irritating, the footsteps will tell you I'm at 120. I tried 100 and it was too slow. I felt like I was having to pause between steps. I also figured out how to get the metronome not to shut off when I started up the recorder, or what I put on Pandora. What I also discovered was that I couldn't walk with music and the metronome. I kept wanting to walk to the beat of the music, and I couldn't focus on the metronome enough to tell my feet not to walk to the beat of the music. So what I need to do is probably find a salsa station or something that has a lot of bright, bouncy music. Or I've got a channel that's just Gregorian chant, which doesn't really have much of a rhythm. Or continue to do what I did this morning, which is listen to the world in the terms of Richard Krug. And the other reason I got it cranked up to 120 is that I need to be home before 1:30 the hour so that I can wake my wife up. She has to go to the doctor's this morning. And I'm also doing some experiments with glucose to find out how exactly the exercise affects my glucose levels. So I did a poke when I got up at 6, and I'll do a poke when I get home and see how 40 minutes, 2 miles of moderate exercise might change it. Now, I would expect it in the absence of food. I would have expected that the amount, the glucose level would rise. Because fasting glucose, the longer you go, the more the liver triggers fat to be released into the bloodstream as glucose. And if I haven't eaten anything, then the overnight liver function wouldn't kick in, because I haven't broken the fast. So we'll see. I have had about 1/2 cup of black coffee, which shouldn't affect it at all. And so if it goes down, I'll know that it's the exercise. So the cost of the strips be damned. I'm gonna test when I want to test and find out what I need to find out. In that regard, I found it very empowering. My class consisted of me and two Latinas who were delightful. They were both in their 40s, maybe 50s. Say it with me, mug post. And we had a ball. the educators, the specialists each day commented on it. Excellent, excellent, had an excellent time. In spite of the fact that I was completely miserable physically, at least I didn't hurl. I hope I wasn't contagious. I don't think I was. Nobody else in the house has had this. And the R marks for H. pylori, or the symptoms, are pretty recognizable to me at this point. So yeah, hi, good morning. I haven't written in 4 days. I should be at 40,000 words in this work in process. I'm only at, if I remember correctly, I'm only at 23. So I've got to make up 17,000 words to get back on track before the end of the month. And I'm going to need to make up most of those and then be back on track by the 25th. So 12 days to make up. ...16,000 words. So instead of 2K a day, I've got to do 6K a day. Which is doable. But not if I'm playing Overwatch or dubbing about. So I need to focus a little bit. I've got rather an extensive logging task ahead of me because I need to keep track of a bunch of things besides calories. And I have the tools. I have the tools to do that now. One of the things they gave us was a dictionary, a reference manual for food. One of the things that I discovered was my 1 ounce of blue cheese with my pear in the evening produces represents the biggest calorie intake of the day, and I do it just before I go to bed. And it's because the blue cheese is, while it's got a lot of protein in it, it also has a significant carbo load, and it has what's probably a bigger problem is sodium. Half my daily allowance in sodium was in that 1 ounce block of blue cheese. So I need to look at and plan for snacks. And get better at meal planning and timing. So that the meals are evenly distributed across the day and much more evenly distributed in terms of calories, carbs, and proteins. And along the way, I need to keep track of sodium because I got to get sodium under 2,500 milligrams a day. And hidden sodium, like was in that blue cheese. Wow, that was a surprise. I can't afford surprises. That was a massive hit. So again, I think I said this before, I'm looking at this as a puzzle to solve. As a game to beat. I need to be down to 180, which is about a 6% body weight loss. If that gets my glucose under control, I can stay at 180. If not, I'll need to go down to 170. Which would be a 10% body weight loss. That'll be a little more than 10%, it'll be like a 12% body weight loss. But the tools that I learned, the tools that I got yesterday, the day before, immensely helpful, immensely empowering. So, I'm almost back. I started the clock at 7:06. How long? How long have I been talking? 18 minutes. Good. Under 19 minutes is the target. I'm well under. I'm feeling it. It should get better as the days go along. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.